the nature of the kingdom of God. Is it here today? Is it still to come? Is the church in some way a mixture of it here and now and yet in the future? Do we have a role to play in the kingdom of God and in its presence here today and in its coming in the future? All of these questions impinge upon us as we study the scriptures and as we hear Matthew's gospel today, the gospel of St. Matthew on the kingdom parables as found in Matthew chapter 13. Kingdoms are things that we here in America are not really used to. We don't have a queen, we don't have a king, we don't have princes or titled individuals. We have an elected representative democracy and a president whom we elect to serve in offices of leadership. We don't have rulers, we have leaders. The kingdom of God is a very different thing, however. The kingdom of God is not something that we elect. We don't elect God to be our leader. In the kingdom of God, God's in charge. God rules. God is king. God is the leader. God is boss. That's the kingdom of God. So any role that we have because God has welcomed us, invited us, graced us with the privilege of becoming part of the kingdom. And we see snippets, snapshots, images, vignettes of what it means to live in and be part of the kingdom of God today in the kingdom parables found in Matthew's gospel in chapter 13. Let's take a look at what Jesus said. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of all shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. The mustard seed. Mustard seeds are tiny. They're just 1 or 2 millimeters in size. Itsy bitsy, teeny weeny little seed. And yet within it, part of its nature, part of its characteristic, within it you have what it will become. It, in its tiny little 2 millimeter form, is not impressive. It's almost worthless. But when you plant it, it grows and becomes a shrub and a tree. A wonderful welcoming place for strange birds to come and make their nests. The mustard seed is tiny, it's itsy bitsy, it's teeny weeny, it's small indeed, but it will eventually become a great big bush and a great big tree. So it is, in a sense, both now and not yet. It is here now, but not yet what it's going to become. It is here today, and yet it's not as it's going to be in the future. It is going to grow, it is going to develop, it is going to change, it is going to be transformed into something much greater, much more wonderful than it is right now. And that is true about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is both here today and not yet. The kingdom of God is still coming, and yet already present. And it's already present in the church, the body of Christ. Now, I like to think of the church as the embassy of the kingdom of God here on earth. When you go to an American embassy overseas, when you enter that embassy, you're literally walking onto U.S. soil. And likewise, when you come through these doors into this sanctuary, you are leaving another country, the world, and entering into the kingdom of God in this embassy of the kingdom of God. The church is, even with all its faults, even with all its difficulties, even with all its failings, the church is nevertheless the kingdom of God on earth today. It's not complete, like the mustard seed. It's tiny, it's itsy bitsy teeny weeny. It's not what it's going to become, but it is here now. And what it will become is already present within it. the grace of God, the love of God, the faith that we are called to have and to live and to share with others, the grace of God which nourishes us and strengthens us and fills us and transforms us. The kingdom of God is here today. It is present in the scripture read and proclaimed. It is present in the prayers that we pray. It is present in the Eucharist celebrated at the table of the Lord. It is present in our baptisms. It is present in our giving. It is present in our service. It is present in all the very means of grace that fill and nourish our lives. The kingdom of God is here today. It is still to come. And it is here today. It is now, and it is not yet complete. Another way of thinking about it is it is not yet in its fruition, but it is nevertheless here now. That is the meaning of the kingdom of God being like a mustard seed. As a mustard seed, it's incomplete. It's not yet fully formed. It hasn't grown. It hasn't developed. But it's going to. When planted. And it's going to become something amazing, something that you wouldn't expect just looking at a tiny little seed. That's the kingdom of God. And that's the first of the kingdom parables that we have today in Matthew chapter 13. The second one is very similar to it. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with three measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Yeast. What does yeast do? Yes, it causes your biscuits to rise, but it also spreads throughout the flour life. It transforms it. It brings the flour to life. Because you see, yeast is a fungi. Yeast brings life. It brings transformation. It changes the flour. It spreads throughout the flour. No part of the flour is not touched by it. All of the flour is impacted by it. It grows and then it transforms the flour. It causes it to rise and to improve. The yeast is very important in that it takes the flour and it transforms it from something that is flat to something that is grown and alive. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is much like the yeast. Mixed in with the flour, it grows, it changes, and it transforms. The kingdom of God is a mustard seed. It's all there, and yet it's not. It's all there, and yet it will grow, it will change, it will transform, it will become amazing. Likewise, the kingdom of God is like yeast, spread out into the dough of the world to transform it and to grow it and to change it and to improve it, to make it better, to preserve it, to make it lively. In some ways, you can even look at the yeast as, in a sense, kind of like the grace of God, which spreads out, enlivening our dead bodies, spreads out, empowering our Christian living. So that's the second of the kingdom parables. That the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with three measures of flour until all of it was leavened. Yeast is transformative. It changes that within which it is spread. Likewise, the kingdom of God is transformative. The kingdom of God is going to change this world. May not look like it today. May look like we're failing as the kingdom of God in the church. But in reality, when it comes to fruition, when the not yet becomes the now, the kingdom of God will transform the world. The next kingdom parable. In Matthew chapter 13, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The kingdom of God, in other words, is precious. It is a hidden treasure and is worth far more than the field that it is in. The kingdom of God is precious. It is a hidden treasure that is worth far more than the field within which it is planted. The kingdom of God is worth more than the whole world, in other words. It is a treasure precious to God. So precious indeed that God sold all that he had, his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in order to buy the whole field, in order to get out of it the precious treasure. Indeed, the kingdom of God is a treasure beyond our comprehension. The kingdom of God is an amazing treasure that God gave his Son to buy. That's an easy one. The second parable in this two grouping of parables here is very similar to it, and yet very different. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Now here, note, the kingdom is not the treasure. In the previous parable, the kingdom is the treasure hidden in a field, worth more than the field. The person goes, who planted it there, goes and sells all that he has to buy the whole field to get the treasure out of it. Here, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, is the merchant in search of fine pearls. Now, I first heard this parable when I was a kid, not in church, but watching Star Trek in the movie, in the episode, The Empath. And in that episode, it was Scotty who tells the story of the merchant, and he gets it wrong. He thinks that the pearl of great price is that which is really important. But in reality, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, isn't the pearl. That's the previous parable. In reality, the kingdom of God is the merchant here in this parable, the merchant in search of fine pearls. The kingdom, in other words, seeks out a treasure, seeks out fine pearls, seeks out until it finds the treasure. And then when it finds the treasure, it gives all that it has, all its grace, all its mission, all its ministry to gather in to buy that pearl. We here in this parable are the treasure. We are the pearls of great price that God gave his Son to rescue. We are called to be part of a kingdom, the kingdom of God, the treasure hidden in the field. And we ourselves are pearls that the kingdom, the merchant, seeks and finds and sells all that he has to obtain. That's good news, my brothers and sisters. It's good news that we indeed are pearls of great price. A treasure called to be a part of a treasure called the kingdom of God. All right, this brings us to the last of these parables in the kingdom of heaven parables. And these kingdom parables concludes with one that is very familiar to us. We heard about it just a few weeks ago. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, put the good into the baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous, and throw the evil into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now here the kingdom is described as being like a net that is used for fishing, a net that catches all kinds of fish, good and bad. The church likewise is much like a net. It catches all kinds of people. It catches those who will prove themselves by their faith, by responding to God's grace. They prove themselves to be good fish, and those who pass through it for a time, but who do not have the tenacity, the faith, the willingness to stick to it and live by faith and depend upon God's grace. Both kinds of fish exist, the good, the faithing fish, and the not so good or the bad, the fish who give up on grace, give up on faith, give up on God. My brothers and sisters, here this image is a little bit uncomfortable for many of us, this idea that they'll be thrown into the fiery furnace. But the point is clear. The kingdom of God is spread far and wide. The kingdom of God is spread far and wide to gather in all. And while the image here is one of angels who are doing the selecting process, in point of fact, it's God who does the selecting. It's certainly not you and it's certainly not me. Thank God it's not one of us, because I'm sure that I would be on somebody else's list to get rid of if that day ever came. Isn't that right? I know you and me both, we'd be on somebody else's list. I know I have a long list, mostly clergy. I'd like to get rid of those clergy, but I know that I'm probably on their list to get rid of. Thank God none of us get to do the selecting. It's God who does that selecting. We are called as part of the kingdom of God to cast the net and gather in the treasure, the pearls, into the treasure, the kingdom of God. We are called, my brothers and sisters, we are called to plant the mustard seed. We are called to participate as the kingdom of God grows. We're called to share God's grace with all, working the yeast into the dough of life. Working the yeast that can transform and change and heal a broken and hurting world. We're called to work this grace of God, this yeast, this kingdom of God into a broken and hurting world, into the dough of life, so that it will transform it into the glorious riches of God's kingdom. We're called to realize that the kingdom of God is a treasure hidden in a field, that God gave his son to buy the field to get the treasure. The treasure is so precious, so valuable, that William, if Jesus had died only for you, and God bought the field with Christ just to get you, it'd be a bargain. If Jesus died only for you, it was a bargain, because God values the treasure of grace and faith, the treasure of the kingdom of God, so greatly. Likewise, we are the pearl of great price. The merchant, the kingdom of God, sold all that he had, gave all that he had in order to get. And then, truly, the kingdom of God is a net cast to gather in glorious fish, glorious members, glorious pearls, treasure for the treasury, treasure for the kingdom of God. We're called to be part of growing the mustard seed. We're called to be part of working the yeast into the dough. We're called to be realizing, to understand that the kingdom of God is a treasure hidden in the field, and Christ Jesus died. The field was bought just to get the treasure. And that we are called to be pearls, treasures, for the kingdom, which is treasure indeed. And the kingdom of God is like the merchant who goes out and finds the pearls of great price. We're called to participate with the merchant and seeking out the last, the least, and the lost. We're called to participate with the merchant in reaching for the pearls that aren't here today. Look around yourself. Look around yourself. Now, some of us may need a little polishing, but we're pearls. We're a treasure. We're a treasure because we're part of the kingdom of God here and now. And God calls us to be about planting the mustard seed, working the yeast into the dough, searching the field for the treasure, realizing that we indeed are ourselves treasure pearls, and that, thank God, God chooses that we don't do the choosing. Thank God, God chooses from the haul, from the supply of the net of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is all of these things, all of these snapshots, these little pictures, these little vignettes, and more. The kingdom of God is here today and still to come. The kingdom of God is not yet and now. The kingdom of God is here for us to participate in, serve in, work and grow in, and the kingdom of God is that for which we await the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Give thanks and praise to God that we have the privilege, as pearls of great price, to be a part of this treasure, the kingdom of God. And give thanks and praise to God that we have the joy, the privilege of working the dough, working the yeast into the dough, spreading God's grace, the grace of the kingdom of God, to all.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of Northgate United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2011 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at Northgate United Methodist Church, 3700 West Northgate Drive, Irving, Texas, 75062. This program was produced by Dr. Gregory Neal.